How are you today, Mayor?
Well, Jeff, beautiful morning.
Really is. I think we should all work outside today.
Sounds like a plan.
I have put an extension cord on my microphone and out on the library front lawn. great week, holiday week, of course, big celebration here in Quincy. The Adams National Historical Park has some reenactments coming up on the 4th of July. There's the concert on Saturday at the Hancock Adams Common, and some local events, too, of course.
Flag raising in O'Hara Circle on the 4th, and they're a great group, the Adams Short Community Group. They give out scholarships and so forth, and really nice. Then we go after Squantum for their parade, and then we go to Marymount for that neighborhood parade. Both of those have been going on for a long, long time.
Indeed, yes. The road race in Squantum last week to raise money for that was extremely well attended, I am told. And as was Porch Fest, with throngs of people all over the city.
Yeah, it was a big crowd all over the city. It's become a great tradition. It really has, people getting together and seeing their neighbors like the old days.
Yep.
Join some local entertainment. It's a good day. Walter Hubley and his team do a really nice job.
Yeah, it really has become something that both the community and the bands look forward to. I know, showcase some of their local talent, too.
Yeah, I'm not so sure all those bands would make the cut for a club, but
but good stuff. Good for the neighborhoods, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Can we talk a bit, Mayor, about the graduation ceremony held earlier this week for 16 new Quincy firefighters?
Yes, indeed. We've really worked to keep up the amount of, I mean, guys retire and move on pretty quickly, so it's important that we keep up with the manpower, and this was the latest, obviously. And the beautiful part of this is we've trained in-house for the last several of the academies. We've got some great talent on staff. We're able to do all of it using the St. Mary's site, which we purchased for a future school. In the meantime, we use it as a training center for our candidates to be firefighters, so it's good stuff, and it's a great group of firemen. I'm really pleased with the crop. All the folks at the academy said they're really top shelf and they worked hard and they get it, so good stuff.
Yeah, congratulations to them. How does the department stand now for staffing and for apparatus, pretty much where you'd like it to be?
Staffing is the highest it's been since the 1970s, Joe.
Wow.
And the same goes with the police. We've worked hard on that over the last several years, incrementally bringing it back up. And, you know, we're a major city. We need to have the appropriate manpower for people to be safe in their personal and property. And response time is huge. And it's not just response time, Tom. What people, Joe, people don't understand sometimes is, you know, they'll go by a firehouse and see a piece of apparatus in there. But in many cases, in a lot of towns, those apparatus aren't fully manned.
Yeah.
What happens is they get to a scene, they can't do a whole lot till another truck arrives.
Yep.
Because you need the manpower to go in the search and rescue, to get the pumper going, to set up the ladder. There's a lot to it. So I'm thrilled that we're able to really be pretty much fully manned now. Ladder 4 has been back in service now for over a year. We're going to be doing some shifting of the apparatus in the coming years, the chief's new plan, but it's all good. And, you know, it's not only response time and responding to people in need, but it's also the safety of the firemen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have the right people manning the equipment, that's when guys get hurt.
Right. That's, the equipment doesn't do the work. The staff does.
That's right.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Since we last talked, Mayor, as you're aware, it's been announced that Eastern Nazarene College is planning to close at the end of this year.
Yes. As I understand it, they're going to get through next spring to finish off the seniors. I think they were awaiting permission from the regulatory agencies. It's a sad announcement. The reality is the smaller schools all across the region are facing troubles because there's less kids.
Hmm.
So they're all fighting for the same kids. And, you know, we've seen a few years ago Mount Ida go under, and there's still going to be strains on other of the smaller schools. You know, I mean, big history here in Quincy. They've been here a long time, and they've been a good neighbor. So we're watching it very closely. I've been in touch with the president of ENC, and it's my intention to, if it does go on the market, to work with perhaps some local developers and develop a 55 and over community. The Quincy people, as you know, Joe, there's a lot of folks that live in our city that are older, that have a big house, and they're house rich and cash poor, and you know, they don't want to leave the city. So this would give us a chance to set up a program where Quincy residents could go in and do 55 and over, and of course what happens on the other end, it frees up a house for a younger family moving in. So that would be my goal. I don't control the property, but you know, we certainly have zoning restrictions, and it's a single-family neighborhood, so I don't think there's going to be any project with great density in there. It certainly wouldn't be permissible under the zoning, number one, and number two, I don't think our councils would support that either.
Would the city be interested in buying the property?
Perhaps, depending on what kind of a program we could set up. I know, as far as the city use goes, is certainly interested in the field and the gym, certainly for the neighborhood, and perhaps a library piece, a beautiful library there. But, you know, we'll look at this in more detail. We've had some discussions with some local developers to see what kind of interest there would be to develop housing in there for 55 and over. And I think there would be a marketplace for it. And I want the residents of that area to know that we're going to be watching it closely and doing right by them.
What does this mean for the state's welcome center that's there now?
Good question, Joe. I assume that will fold up as well when the time comes, but that's something I'm privy to.
I see. Okay. Would that be a possible future home for Quincy College?
You know, I don't think so, Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the reasons these colleges are in trouble is the overhead. You know, the beauty of Quincy College is they're able to be efficient. The commuter college, although there's some people that go there that rent an apartment, or but you know, when you think of the overhead of trying to man up campus and you know, food service and security and on and on, that's when the cost gets too difficult, and that's why some of these places are in trouble. So Quincy's got a niche, it really does, and you know, it's mainly a commuter school, likes to be right by the T. That's been the success of it, so I don't see that happening.
Okay. Can we also speak a little bit, Mayor, about an initial presentation made for a new development at the Grossman's property on Granite Streets?
Sure. Well, the Grossman family has owned that property for a long, long time. The old lumber yard, to some great old black and whites, even before Bergen Parkway was built, with all the lumber being unloaded with the railroad there.
Yep.
So a lot of history there. But yeah, the Grossman family has stepped forward to develop the site to more than just the strip mall that's there, looking at housing, looking at some more restaurants and other retail. So yeah, it was the informal presentation before the planning board. Still needs work, but I like the direction they're going in, and they recently announced that they've purchased the Star Market site, which they at one time owned as a family as well. So a full circle for the Grossmans, pretty cool.
Yeah, would this be happening, you think, if that was not included in the expanded Quincy Center redevelopment district?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this provides the tools, gives them more density. So, you know, and we envisioned this at some point, you know, going over to that side of Granite Street and reaching it. I mean, it's been retail for 100 years, you know. Mm-hmm. So, no, I would think that the zoning changes made a big difference.
Sure. Going forward, speaking of new development, any update on the Atlantic property development or Fox Rock development?
Well, full steam ahead.
Okay.
I expect the IHOP building to be coming down over the next week or two, and then they'll be going in the ground for, you know, getting the whatever bad soils that are in there out, and then we'll see the excavation begin and the garage go in first. Everything is on track. I know I met with DJ McKinnon from Atlantic Development recently, and they're about to sign leases on some of the commercial part of it, so that's exciting.
Very good. Your plans for the Independence Day holiday, Mayor?
Well, I'll be at O'Hara Circle in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Farnham in the morning, Marymount in the afternoon, hitting the wonderful neighborhood events have been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to go and support and say hello to the neighbors.
Excellent. And remind folks about the Patriotic Musical Celebration Saturday, 4 to 8 at the Hancock Adams Common. Be some great music and dancing. and even a martial arts demonstration too. So
I do want to give Paula Pierce and the folks at the Dames at the Dorothy Quincy House. I was there this past weekend.
Yep.
Read the Declaration of Independence and toured the place. They made some improvements. Of course, our Community Preservation Committee has worked very hard with them with some of their challenges and needs, but that's another great resource. We have so many in the city that you lose count, but it's another great spot. People should take a peek at that site if they haven't been there over the years.
Yes, it's something you can easily pass by and not notice, but you're right. It's well worth it, and it's now handicapped accessible, too, just recently.
That's exactly right. That's what I did to us, the new little piece they put together, which is great.
Yeah. Mayor, I want to wish you and your family a very happy and safe 4th of July.
Hey, same to you, Joe, and to all those listeners out there. It's still a great country. May God continue to bless the great USA.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll talk with you next week.
See you, Joe.
Okay, bye-bye.